Here are excerpts from the essay called Toward an Ecological Ethic of Care in the book The Pine Island Paradox. I'd been standing in the tide pool so long that the turban shells and periwinkles around my boots had grown red antennae and hairy blue-tipped legs. In the evening quiet, I could hear them tiptoe away, tapping tentatively over the stones, the rustle of hermit crabs soft like the beginning of rain. The tide was slipping in, silver now under the purple sky, herding my children back toward camp. Bending so close their foreheads almost touched, they leaned down to tuck their pant legs into their boots. I think the ethic of care isn't only about relationships among people. After all, we're born into relationships not just with human beings, but with the land, the beautiful, complicated web of sustaining connections that Aldo Leopold calls the biotic community. Don't I value also my connections to the natural world, the deep biological connections that create and sustain me, the emotional connections that root me to land and anchor me at sea? And doesn't this kinship have moral consequences, too? All ethics so far evolved, Aldo Leopold wrote, rest upon a single premise, that the individual is a member of a community of interdependent parts, a community that includes soils, waters, plants, and animals, or collectively, the land. We humans value our connections to the natural places that create and sustain us. The sudden awareness of kinship to the earth fills us with joy, and when we find ourselves away from the places we love, we're sadder, somehow reduced. This web of emotional and biological relationships calls for acts of commitment. Right ways of acting are those that nurture, enhance, and celebrate healthy webs of connection among all the members of the biotic community. Seeing our love for and obligation to the land, Leopold advised, and it's important to notice how quickly obligation follows on the heels of love. I'm moved by the way the ethic of care and Leopold's land ethic lean toward each other, both gleaning moral wisdom from the human experience of loving and being loved. Both ethics respond to the sadness of separation, the disquiet people feel to be dangerously or unhappily apart, whether the separation is from families and communities or landscapes and ecosystems. I think the ethic of care has it right. The care we feel for people is the ground of our moral responsibilities toward them. And I think Aldo Leopold has it right. Our moral responsibility to care for the land grows from our love for the land and from the intricate, life-giving relationships between people and their places. Then doesn't this follow? That our moral calling must be to re-knit and cherish healthy webs of connection, not only to people, or not only to land, but also to families, human communities, landscapes, and biotic communities, all our relations. What we need next is a new ethic. Call it an ecological ethic of care. Call it a moral ecology. It's an ethic built on caring for people and caring for places, and on the intricate and beautiful ways that love for places and love for people nurture each other and sustain us all.